Greetings, everyone. It's December the 12th, 2017. A great day in the kingdom of God, hopefully, on our earth as well, hopefully, in your life as well. We come here, we join as a community to receive together the blessings of Christ, the grace of God, and the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. And in order to make our community feel so real, so good, so warm, so welcome for everyone, we like to begin with by just asking who would like to ask for a blessing. And the way you get on the call, if you're new, it's just press star 6 and then 1. Just follow the prompt. Just press star 6 and then follow the prompt. It'll tell you what to do. And I see that Stormy is on the call. Hello, and how are you today?
I'm doing well. With what you first said about the kingdom of heaven and earth really made me remember about how first light that you painted appeared on my wall in high school, and I walked into it and got a lot of information about who you were and what we would do and what else would be happening in the world. And there's a lot of good things happening in the world, people are waking up. Of course, I forgot about it all until I met you. That's how those things work. You forget about it and then just let it happen.
Yes, that's true.
And remember when we first met, you listened to my music and said, well, you were looking for someone like me to represent your art. Well, that works the other way. I was looking for you also to represent. I was looking for you that my art, my music could represent you, and vice versa, that your art could represent my music. It's just so beautiful the way that things have happened. You know, you could have never asked the questions that you asked if you didn't already have those answers within you, Glenda.
Oh, that's so sweet. You know, Stormy, that's true for all of us.
Yes.
I think we all start out our life as a fully enlightened being, and then we put the sandbags around our waist so that we can sink deep into the water and actually have the experience of rediscovery.
And the whole purpose of it all is just so beautiful to watch ourselves unfold and then watch others unfold. And it is happening. More people are becoming aware of who they are.
It is happening. And it will happen with greater and greater progress, I believe. In fact, I know. I don't just believe it. I know it because I see it every day. I got to see such a beautiful, well, interesting and fascinating combination of positive and negative when I was going through this terribly destructive hurricane. Because the fear was high, the destruction was high, the danger was enormous, and yet people came together more than ever. The community was the strongest it had ever been. The spirit of charity and assistance and help was something I have hoped to see on this earth all along without requiring a tragedy to bring it about. But at least I got to see it. So as I know that as some of these events are happening in the world, around the world, that seem to be so challenging, at the same time, they are going to extract the very best in human nature coming to address and respond to the situations. And just as a result of seeing what we're capable of doing, we will retain that nature in better times. Whereas when things go along for years and years and years, just oh-hum, it's all right, nothing great, nothing bad, we really tend to forget about the love that we are, the goodness we have inside ourselves, our connection to God, and the way God pours through us. So there's a blessing in all things if we'll just look for it. Now, what I would love to have is anyone else who wants a blessing, please just sign in. And let's ask, just ask for it. That's what we're here to do.
Yes.
And Stormy, thank you so much for playing your music in the background and just being the love that you are. So we're a great team. We work together beautifully. And I see people coming online, so I'm going to take some other calls now, Stormy.
Yes.
Tony, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Glenda. Yeah, I wanted to say expression of gratitude for the classes. This one that we're doing right now, the artist in you is really, it's a really wonderful class, and the jam sessions are really nice. Mm-hmm. Also still have my friends Tiger and Laura. Laura's dealing with stage 4 cancer, but she's had some really miraculous experiences in it so far, but she's still going through that. So I'd like to put Laura and Tiger on my list of intentions for the blessing.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we have a caller from area code 281. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Ann from Seabrook, Texas.
Hello, Ann.
I'm calling and asking for a blessing for my precious daughter, Christine. She's 31 years old, and she has a health challenge with her liver. And lives very far away, and she's all alone, and I just want her to have an army of angels surrounding her and helping her through this.
Okay. You have been heard, not just by me. But by heaven, you have been heard, and we will direct our blessings to Christine.
Thank you so much. We love
you.
You're
welcome.
Thank you for being a guiding light for all these years. We've appreciated you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. And we have a caller from area code 828, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is David. I'm asking for a blessing for myself and all those whom I interact with, and that's kind of casting a wide net, but I mean, it seems like that's what I'm seeing lately. I mean, I'm in a new location, trying to find a new home. I'm in a new time zone. I'm in mountain time. I'm trying to promote my book and find a job, but it seems like I feel like I'm treading water, and some of that water feels like I'm going to use the word integrity I'm basically asking for integrity. And when I mean that, I visualize that as like what holds the boat together as it crosses the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that when we're standing in the presence of integrity, that it's like a resonance that helps us regain ours. And like Jesus is he's the epitome of integrity. And when I'm working with others in a healing capacity or just a social interaction, I find that my integrity goes off course when I start embodying their pattern. And whether I take it on or just focus on it for a little too long, I start internalizing what's going on around me. And
mm-hmm.
I realize I need to stand in the presence of the greatness to resonate that integrity back to me, and so that I'm able to keep going on. And I realize I've been extending myself a lot lately, and then not going back, you know, getting regrounded. So for me, it's the integrity, but it's also for all those that I've interacted with. And that's just, you know, finding this new home where I am now. So.
That is beautifully said, David. And actually, I have a lot I could comment on, but first I just want to hear a little more about you. Where are you now?
Albuquerque.
Oh, you're in Albuquerque. Okay. All right.
I was on the East Coast. I was in Georgia, North Carolina, and Massachusetts quite a bit in the last couple of years. Albuquerque's a new place. It's
going to be very different for you.
Yes. And so I'm looking to see if this is where I can put down some roots. I have a friend out here, and so I'm watching to see how that relationship works. But I just have a lot, and I still have sick friends and family around, you know, the country. And so one of them passed over two Sundays ago, and I'm not used to having somebody visit me. That energetic, it's like I've had somebody visit me momentarily, but she's shown up quite a bit and just seems to have a smile on her face. And I'm like, I'm glad you're good wherever you are.
And, that's great. That's great. Put aside that you actually made an excellent contribution, I feel, to this call by the way you cast integrity more in the light of unbreakable unity instead of a moral concept. We have viewed integrity so often as following a line of order prescribed by others. Like if you are such and such a way, you're in integrity. But ultimately, that comes down to a form of judgment, which is not integrity. To mirror what you said, the most difficult thing I encounter in counseling everyone, including myself, is to approach the subject of integrity, which I see always as the heart of the problem, without judgment, without saying, well, you did that wrong, or you didn't get this right, or you didn't do this, or you did that, and it wasn't for the greatest good. Instead, is to restrain ourselves from moral estimations and judgments about integrity, when really it comes down to faith that you, all of us, every one of us is love, and all of us were created in the image of God. Therefore, when we can build a watertight ship, which was an analogy you used, when we can build our life into a watertight ship, that is integrity. And it's a ship that floats. It's a ship that can cross the ocean. It's a ship that can get through the storm. It's a ship that can sail peacefully on glassy waters. But then when the winds pick up, it can take advantage of the wind to increase its velocity and move faster across the waters. And that is the real meaning of integrity. It means well put together. And ultimately, we can only view it that way if we have the basic understanding, confidence, and faith that we were, in fact, created to be children of God, that we were created, in fact, to be essentially perfect and love. We just get fractured and shattered by the conditions of the world that break our life up into many pieces, and then we have a big job putting the pieces back together. And sometimes the pieces don't fit perfectly, or sometimes there's a piece missing, and we keep looking for that missing piece instead of just allowing the unity to attract that piece back into place. So, David, thank you for your contribution. That was a very important one, I think, for many, many people to hear. because it's the essence of the work that Christ's blessing does, because he offers his love, his perfection, his grace into your, our, and everyone's desire for unity, whether it's for health, relationships, prosperity, or success in any venue. We have to come through it and into it with our integrity in place. And this is really what we convey in the blessing. So may the blessings come back to you for all that you've shared to us.
Thank you, Glenda.
You are welcome. And we have some other callers. I'm going to open the line now for a wireless caller, area code 413. And you're oh, pardon me, the hiccups. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's June. I'm calling from Massachusetts. And part of what I was wanting to ask, you've been answering it with this last call. I mean, I feel like I have a big task to do, and it requires something of me to do it. It's a lot of papers and belongings that I have to either keep or throw away or have some discernment about giving them to others. So it just seems like such an oppressively hard thing to do, but needing to be done. So, I guess I was asking for a blessing for myself in this, but I guess the blessing is more not just about, you know, giving. I think what you were saying was, instead of trying to put the puzzle pieces together, that sense of unity where, spiritual unity where you kind of know, our soul knows where we fit into the larger whole or something like that. I don't know what you meant exactly, but that last statement you made about the integrity, about this, how people usually interpret it versus how, could you repeat that?
Well, yeah. Basically, the essence, June, is integrity comes from the inside out, not from the outside in.
Yes.
It's something that other people can't see until it's there. And it can't be shaped by other people's opinions or guidelines in the world. Integrity comes from the inside out. And getting back to the process you're going through, think back to stories I've told you. Well, I've told our group in so many ways, lessons, blessings. The experience of creating First Light was a subtractive process. It was a process of taking away layers of paint so that the light could shine through. So when we, I often give away things and offload things that were valuable to me at one time, but not at the moment, because it lifts the load and lets my light shine in a different way. I think our whole life has been covered up in mud. We didn't just put the sandbags on. We put the sandbags on and then we burrowed into the mud. Now we're climbing out of it so that we can let the light of who we are shine. And this was a message that Yeshua told his apostles many times. Let your light shine. Take the covering off. Remove it. And, of course, that's how he came in and helped me to create the painting, First Light.
That's really fascinating to me. There was a doctor who was the number one person who would believe, you know, disputing any, you know, I guess, near-death experiences people had until he had one himself. And he described his experience as being in this sort of state of mud to begin with and then becoming lighter, and he took it as like a spiritual thing, that that's something he needed to clear up, you know, that, it, and then he had, you know, he came to a really profound awareness, and now he's one of the leading people who are saying we're more than bodies, we're spirits, and, in terms of near-death experiences and whatnot, that there, these things exist. I know that, I don't know, I guess I'm feeling that, that's a whole other subject, but the mud, you know, the, what you just described really is, it's very helpful to me in terms of, yes, there is a way through this. And it's in me in some way. So I need to go into that space in order to find the way to handle this.
Oh yes, it's most definitely, definitely inside you, June. And you know, it's interesting. Sometimes we have to see something in order to believe it. Other times we don't see something until we believe it. So the seeing and believing can actually work both ways. I'm one that has learned in my pathway, there's no one way to do anything because we are each unique individuals facing at every turn of life a unique experience. But if we look at the perfection of ourself within and work from the inside out, we will find our way through it.
Thank you, Glenda. That's so beautiful. I'd just like to ask for a blessing for myself and for this work, but also I have a woman who is renting a space for me while I'm getting through this fire experience, so I have a temporary housing here, and she rented to me at less than, you know, she could get, and so she lost her daughter this summer to cancer, so I would like a blessing for her also.
Pretty okay. Christine. We will.
Christine, yes. And,
okay.
And I have a nephew named Darren who's dealing with a problem, and I would love to have my two nephews, Devin and Darren.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, June.
Thank you so much.
For everything.
Thank you.
We have one more caller from area code 780. You're on.
Hi, everybody. Hello, Glenda.
Oh, Desmond, hi. I should have known that area code.
Yeah, I'm actually calling for a blessing today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What would you like?
It's for Chris.
For Chris?
Yeah. He's working night shift right now. And, you know, it's hard for anybody who has to go between days and nights.
Uh-huh.
So I just want a blessing for him that he, you know, gets wonderful rest and his circadian rhythm gets in, because it can be very stressful to all of a sudden switch, you know, how the body, you know, develops a rhythm with, the dominance of time and timing, it's all based on the rhythm of time.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So, I mean, it can be really stressful on an organism to switch rhythms, and he's really good at it, but I just want an extra blessing for his well-being and his rest and his, anyways, that's all I had to ask.
Okay, very good. Well, we have Chris on our list, and you too. Blessings
Thanks.
For you. And I want to say that everyone in this call is, of course, included in the blessing. You don't have to sign on and ask for something specific, because you will have an opportunity in the delivery of the blessing to be in prayer and privately communicate your desires to Yeshua, to God, to the Holy Spirit. What, for those of you who are new, and just to remind those of you who are regulars who come every week, that you just sit there. You don't do anything other than receive, open your heart, relax your mind so that it's not projecting onto this, and let God do His work. By the grace of God, the love of Christ, and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, energy, divine energy, will pour through you in such a way that it will find opportunities and openings for healing, removal, addition, repair, whatever is required, whatever is there that is needed to bring you back into a more perfect state of grace, integrity, and unity with life. And your job is just one and only, and that's receive. Receive with love. Receive with faith. Receive with an intention to take what's given and apply it to the greater good of your life or the lives of others, knowing that your life will actually be touching the lives of others as you go through the days in the next week or the next years, because what will be given to you today will never, it has no date stamp on it. It has no expiration moment. And it really actually has no activation moment. It could be a gift that's given to you that will activate when you are ready for it, that will activate when you meet it halfway. For example, it might be a home waiting for David. But until David looks for it, he won't find it. It could be the answer waiting for June in her project to recover and offload and delegate and distribute some of the things of her life. But until she gets into the process, she may not discover the blessing that's been given to her. This is where it really does require faith on your part and deep receivership. That's why after the energetic blessing has been given, we ask that you go and rest for at least 7 minutes and absorb like a sponge and don't think about it. Because what will happen if you think, or anything with words, because words will redirect back to your beta brain, is that you'll come back to the world. And what's being given to you may be delivered into the world. It may change things for you in the world, but that's not where it's being given to you. It's being given to you through the quantum space and time where God lives, where the Holy Spirit lives, where Yeshua lives with one foot there and one foot here. It's being given to you through infinite time and space that is not of this world. So be there as much as you can. This is why when we pray, we kneel. Because in kneeling, we allow the body to disengage just a little bit with gravity. We just surrender. We wilt a little bit from the stiffness of the material world. This is why we close our eyes when we pray. This is why we pray before we sleep, because it builds a beautiful transition into the sleep state that we hope will touch into the quantum world of no time and no space. And as a matter of fact, you do that every night when you go into Delta. And that's where all of the healing and the recovery of sleep occurs. We don't recover in the world. Miracles do not happen in the world. Miracles change the world, yes, in the sense that before there was an illness, now there is no illness. But it didn't happen because you took medicine, or you had a procedure applied to your body, or a doctor manipulated something. Yeshua said, after every miracle, it is by your faith you were made whole. Now, faith lives in the quantum world. So the miracles happen in the quantum world. That's where they happen. Then they apply into the material world. I hope you see the difference. There have been times when, more than one time, when my car wouldn't start, and I would be ready to call a mechanic, but I would be desperate to get somewhere. I really needed to get there faster. And I would simply go and surrender into prayer. I would surrender into complete faith that if I couldn't drive my car, there would be another way provided for me. I would go out and then my car would start. Did a mechanic change that? No. Did I do anything in the material world to change that? No. Did God come in with a monkey wrench? No. It was all changed in the quantum world. This is what happens when you sleep, when you go into the deepest of sleep. This is why Yeshua did not want to give the apostles words for prayer. He had taught them how to pray by allowing them to join him in prayer. And what would happen if they would go to sleep? They would join him in prayer. He would be in prayer, and they would go to sleep, which is probably the closest way they could be in true prayer. They hadn't mastered it yet. Finally, he gave them words that would take them into quantum space and time. If you really, really look at the words of the Lord's Prayer, but don't look at the English words. Go online. Sometime when you have a computer in front of you and do a search for the Aramaic Lord's Prayer. It'll have to be translated into English words for you to read it, but you will see it's a world of difference. It's all about how to get into quantum space and time. It's all about how to be there. As the love that you are, the child of God that you are, allowing miracles to happen. And so that's where we go now. That's where we are now. We ask that you just settle into your seat. If you can't be seated, then that's okay. Just lay down. Be comfortable, be where you can be, and just allow Spirit to pour through you. Don't have your feet covered unless with some natural substance such as cotton, wool, silk, because we're connecting with the earth as well. I would like you now, as I say my prayer to Yeshua, for you to just allow your attention to fall into your heart. Just allow yourself to be in this holy space and time. And then, when I have finished my prayer, the Blessed Givers and I will conduct the energy for about 3 minutes. While we do that, you pray and you ask for whatever you need and want. Dear Yeshua, we join with you now in your sacred, holy time and place. To be with you in your heart. To be with you in your world where miracles happen. To be with you where all things are possible through faith. We extend our faith knowing that we too, like you, were created as a child of God. That we too were created as love. That we too are light. And shall regain our perfection in time as we transition through and beyond our journey through this world. And while we are here, we ask that you be with us and show us that the miraculous is possible, that you take us to our perfect place, that you heal us from our illness, or at least give us peace, that we are in the perfect experience for our soul. We ask now for your blessings upon all who have asked for them, and upon all who have come to your altar to receive them. And may we be a blessing into the world as we walk through it in the coming week, throughout our life, as we carry your love and your miraculous grace and light with us. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Your blessing has been offered. It's been given. Now to finish receiving, go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Bye-bye for now. God bless you all. You're very loved.